then we look at John 14. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, says the Lord. I do not give to you as the world gives. Your heart must not be troubled, nor let it be fearful or afraid. We are welcome today. You're going to be blessed today. You're going to be blessed by the chorus and the choir that's here from Stewart Home. Tell them how awesome you all are. Just tell them how awesome. I'm telling you now. Y'all better watch out, because they are awesome. And you're going to enjoy it. It's just going to bless the socks off of you, all right? I'm just telling you that. Also, we're going to be taking up an offering in a moment. Mr. Duffy's going to be playing here in a moment. We're going to take up our offering. If you're a guest, we take up two offerings. Don't be blown away by that. Our first offering is for our church. It's a tithe offering. If you're a guest, please don't give to that unless you want to. Our second offering is to a missional offering, and we're focusing on our international children's homes and orphanages. And today it's on Honduras that we are focusing, and we are blessing them. So through the Advent, we're blessing these children's homes and orphanages in other countries. So we want you to be aware of that. Today is the day that we light the peace candle. Miss Vanessa Arnold is going to light the peace candle for us. She interprets here at our church, and her husband Chris, they're just a blessing to us. If you will, Vanessa, go ahead and light the peace candle, and let's bow for a word of prayer together, okay? Father, thank you for the indescribable gift of Jesus, and we celebrate his resurrection. This season of Advent, we celebrate his birth, his arrival, and then during Advent, we also look for his sweet return. And we thank you for the promises of Jesus. We thank you that they are true, that he is your yes to everything in our life. Today we honor your son. He's raised from the dead. He's alive and well. He arrived in Bethlehem, and he's coming back again. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Go ahead. You all can be seated if you will. If you will, pull up Isaiah, if you will, in just a moment. We're going to speak about that. Can you all listen to me while you walk back to your chairs? Can you do that? After the first service, we talked about Chick-fil-A. Do you remember that? Huh? Do you see how happy that made us? I didn't say them. I said us, right? So whenever you get back home from Christmas, we're going to work it out with Mr. Michael, okay? And we're going to bless you all at one of your rehearsals with just a whole bunch of Chick-fil-A. How about that? Is that good? Wait a minute. I'm still here with you. Yeah. He wants to know who's the tallest. It's probably me, right? But who's the most handsome?
Me.
That's right. Tell your mother again.
I love you, Mom.
They're tired, and Michael, if you all want to go on and go, I understand you need to, they've got to take them to lunch. You all thank Michael. Melanie, will you do that for being here again? Thank you. And Michael, we'll be in touch, brother, okay? God bless you. They've got to get back. They've got a lunch schedule to be on, and so we're going to bless them with that. Let's look at Isaiah 9, 6, and 7 for a moment, but specifically verse 6. In the Hebrew language, there is not a word for goodbye. They don't say goodbye in Jerusalem, Israel. They don't say goodbye. There's two ways you say goodbye. One is leitriot, which means I'll see you later. And the other one is shalom. So they greet you with shalom, and they say goodbye to you with shalom, which means peace. Then in John chapter 14, we used earlier, and it is that the peace I leave with you, the Lord says, my peace I give to you. I do not give it to you as the whole world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't let them be afraid. But peace can mean three things. It can mean national peace to your country, world peace to the whole world, to the planet. It can mean peace between two people. But the biblical picture of peace is complete peace. Does it mean national and world? Sure. Does it mean peace between two people? Yes, Scripture says, as best as you can, live at peace with everyone. It means that. But it means more than that. It means that we live in complete peace. If today is the day that the Lord calls my name, I'm at peace with that. That kind of peace doesn't come from the world. It doesn't come from Walmart. It doesn't come from anywhere. But it comes from Christ. And today we recognize him as our Prince of Peace. The invitation is for you to surrender your life to Christ today. If you've never done that, there'll be people here in the altar who will minister to you and help you in that decision. If you're here and you're a believer, we offer communion. The bread represents his body given, the drink his blood shed. Take the bread, dip it in the drink. Before you consume it, thank him for his sacrifice. And then thank him for being our Prince of Peace. It's more than national peace. It's more than world peace. It includes that. It's more than peace between me and you. It's complete peace. And that peace can only come from Christ. So thank him for being our Prince of Peace. Church, I'm going to ask you to stand if you will. Counselors, would you find your spot? The invitation is this. Whosoever will, for whatever reason today, you come. Logan's going to lead us. You respond.